is a trip report for Saturday night, February 9th, in the Zona Norte. By comparative Tijuana UV, I started going to Tijuana in September, and this would be, I think, my fifth visit. So it's kind of addicting, and I've been able to sneak away about every 5 or 6 weeks. On this particular occasion, I arrived early, around 4 o'clock, still out of daylight. The first thing that came across was the famous Araceli. And I did not mention to her that I'd read all about her on the internet. I just took her to the little $3 room, and we did our thing. I enjoyed her. She's got a great body, and nice and firm, great tits. She did a good job. The whole issue of bareback blowjob that was so talked about on the board with her, I never really came up. She automatically just put a condom on me and, you know, went to work. I don't think she was really into me at all. I mean, it was just a day at the office for her. And but all the same, I was quite happy with her effort and pleased with her performance. It's not a completely satisfying experience. Like I said, she wasn't totally into me or anything like that. So it was just an ordinary sexual experience. Nevertheless, I recommend her and would probably give her another try down the road. The next person that crossed my path almost immediately afterwards was another street girl named Isabella, who's a very pretty girl, about 20 years old. I've actually been with her a couple times before, and I keep telling myself I'm not going to be with her again because as cute as I think she is, in the bedroom she's not that great. She's obviously intent on getting your money and getting you off as fast as possible and getting out the door. And I keep falling for her good looks, and I've got to write myself a little note to no more Isabella. And the same thing happened again. I wasn't able to. She makes this big push right at the beginning, kind of hump you to death. But that didn't work with me since I just come from Araceli and wasn't ready to come right away. So we had to slow down and go into more extended session, which you could tell was not on her plan. I mean, I think she's used to getting guys off in like record time. So once again, I make a vow not to repeat with Isabella. After this, I think I had dinner. I spent some time at a strip club. Watched at least a dozen dancers, got some lap dances. There were some pretty good-looking girls there. Where was this at? I think this was at Hong Kong, so it was already the early evening. I think it opened until, I don't know, 6 or 7, I'm not sure. Now, after this, I guess it was early evening, around 8 o'clock or so, I ran into one of the street sellers, street guy. His name is Poncho. All the street guys were out at Saturday night, you know, trying to make a buck from this guy or that guy, so I had dealt with Poncho before in the past, so I ran into him again and was available for a recommendation. Why I would even deal with a guy like Poncho, you're probably wondering. I actually come across him on my last visit. He had steered me to a girl that was just great. It was some street girl, actually one of those crack whore types, that cheesy, you know, the corner in the alleyway, I think it's across from the Hacienda where it's really dubious looking girls are. But this girl named Janet was just perfect for what I wanted at that time. Poncho was a pretty seedy guy. He's about 5'7", 30 years old, mustache, always has on a cheap Nike blue cheap jacket. And you can tell he's doing some sort of sleazy street stuff. You can see him passing money and with other street guys, so I'm sure there's some drug trade going on. But to be honest, that didn't really bother me. I've always equated the sex trade with sleaziness, so the sleazier the better. I mean, I'm from the Bay Area, and I've always preferred looking for prostitutes on the dark and ugly streets of Oakland, rather than the Asian massage parlors on the west side of the bay. The Asian massage parlors, and that's just too easy. That's too pristine, too clean, and I'm always like down and dirty. And there's like this aspect of fear and tension, and that you have to respect when you're in Oakland dealing with the pimps and crack whores. So, I've always felt that it kept me on my toes. So, when going to the Zona Norte, doing girls in the alleyway, and street girls, I mean, that's just right up my alley, so to speak, because I like it, kind of seedy and kind of sleazy. So that kind of explains why I would deal with somebody like Poncho. Poncho told me that he had a great girl for me. Even described her, 18-year-old skinny little thing that I'd be really happy with. I probably should say more. I mean, why would I need to find a girl from Poncho? And the reason is, in the Zona Norte, obviously you can find a girl. But with my limited Spanish skills, I'm not usually able to get across exactly what I might want as an extra. And there's just some extras that I've always enjoyed that make a sexual experience, better and better. Having Araceli and Isabella, those were ordinary sexual experiences, and they were fine. But they did not include the extras that didn't make an evening perfect. And I don't know how to express those things in Spanish. I don't know how to say, stick your finger at my ass while you're blowing me, or, do you mind if I take the condom off and come in your face, or how about some 69, or take it in the ass. Things like that, which I have trouble getting across in Spanish. Plus, I noticed that with the street girls, most of that stuff is not on the menu to begin with. I mean, half the girls will claim they don't even get blowjobs. So you can see my hesitancy to ask about anal sex or coming in the face. So that's why I dealt with Poncho last time. He was able to get a girl that was available for what I wanted. So he steered me onto this girl Saturday night named Este. Although I should know that before he did that, he pointed to another young girl at his side and said, well, she's available too. And this girl, I asked her age. She told me she was 14 years old. And boy, that really threw me for a loop. But she's one of those street urchins you see. But I just assumed they were high school age. And I mean, 14 years old, that's eighth grade. So, I mean, I've seen like, six to ten of these young teeny boppers around the zone. So you have to be careful what you're dealing with, because my God, this was Los Angeles, you'd be in jail for 50 years or something. But I guess that doesn't matter in the Zona Norte. So be careful. And I ended up with the 18-year-old. Actually, she was 19, named S.A. or Esther. And she was exactly what the doctor ordered. And I was very happy with my session with her. Let's see. So for the night, I had three girls. Araceli, that was $30 and $3 for the room. Isabella, $40 and $5 for the room. And the last girl, Este, for $30 and another $3 room. So I would give Araceli maybe a B+, Isabella a B-. And the last girl, Este, maybe an A-. So it was a busy night in the zone for me. So that's around 11 o'clock, and as a border crossing tip, it was empty. There was nobody crossing. There was no wait, no line at all at 11 o'clock. All right, so that's my report for Saturday night, February 9th. Good hunting. Bye.